This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have agreed to arrange a second U.S.-North Korea summit as soon as possible. The announcement came shortly after Pompeo arrived in Seoul following his fourth visit to North Korea, where he met with Kim. Denuclearizing North Korea also was supposed to be on the agenda. Atlantic Council Senior Fellow Robert Manning tells VOA this all connects back to the Trump-Kim summit in Singapore in June.
I'm concerned because I don't see how you get from the vague promises of the Trump-Kim summit to actual denuclearization. That's going to require rolling up your sleeves and hard negotiating give and take between North Korea and the U.S. senior negotiators.
Pompeo tweeted after the meeting with Kim, they continue to make progress on agreements made at the Singapore summit. Pompeo stops now in China before heading back to Washington. Voters in Cameroon cast ballots on Sunday in a presidential election expected to extend the tenure of Africa's longest-serving head of state, 85-year-old Paul Biya, in power since 1982. Yaoundé resident Virginia Bion said that she hopes the vote counting will be fair and transparent. There were sporadic acts of violence in the country's English-speaking regions where a separatist insurgency has been simmering for a year, leaving hundreds dead. Results of Sunday's voting could take up to 15 days. With more than 90% of the votes counted, far-right Brazilian presidential candidate Jair Bolsonaro was leading. His closest rival, leftist candidate Fernando Haddad, had 28% of the vote. Haddad was a blind stand-in for former President Luiz Inácio da Silva, who was jailed. Runoff the 28th. This is VOA News. The Israeli military says a Palestinian gunman shot and killed two Israelis and injured a third person in an industrial park next to a Jewish settlement in the occupied West Bank. The military said the assailant had worked in a factory where the shooting took place. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the incident a terrorist attack.
The security forces are in pursuit of the reprehensible murderer. I am certain that they will apprehend him, and I'm also certain that we will deal with him to the fullest extent of the law and quickly.
The area employs nearly 5,000 Palestinians in Israeli-owned businesses. The industrial park is next to the settlement of Barkan and established in the early 1980s. A number of countries consider Israeli settlements on occupied and land illegal, but Israel disputes this. A magnitude 5.2 aftershock struck Haiti on Sunday, even as survivors of Saturday's earthquake were sifting through the rubble of their homes, the death toll now standing at 12. Haiti still has not fully recovered from the 2010 earthquake that killed an estimated 300,000. Around 5,000 people might be missing still in the city of Palu, central Sulawesi, where more than a week after a massive earthquake and tsunami hit the Indonesian island. International aid getting to remote areas most affected by the disaster. Anthony Balmain from the Australian Red Cross says the aid they're providing is meant to tackle the immediate problem victims of the quake are facing.
We've got shelter kits and hygiene kits. That's, of course, some of the most urgent priority is making sure people have some shelter, a roof over their heads, and hygiene is a real issue with concerns about waterborne disease and diarrhea.
The International, the Indonesian Disaster Agency says rescue workers will stop their search for bodies on Thursday. They also noted the death toll stands at 1,763. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says victory in the bruising confirmation battle over President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh was one of his proudest moments.
I think so. I think the most important thing the Senate is involved in is the personnel business. Of the various 1,200 appointments that come to us for confirmation, obviously the most important are the lifetime appointments to the court.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had a different view of the Senate confirmation of Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation is a low moment for the Senate, for the court, for the country.
Kavanaugh, who emphatically denied allegations of sexual misconduct, was narrowly confirmed to the 9-member court. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.